Instead of working in harmony, House Speaker Richard Corcoran and Governor Rick Scott are using videos to criticize each other's policies. Corcoran was first out of the gate. He wants to cut back the state support for private businesses.
Hundreds of local jobs lost, millions in taxpayer money wasted, and a bankruptcy that leaves a big hole on the Treasure Coast.
Corcoran's video showcases failed businesses, like a digital media company in Port St. Lucie, that received the kind of state tax breaks that Scott has aggressively promoted. Scott's Political Action Committee fired back with a Facebook video, accusing Corcoran of being a career politician who delivers fake news.
So what exactly are the Tallahassee politicians up to now? Trying to kill our tourism industry. Let's look at their false attacks and note none of your tax dollars were spent making this rebuttal.
The House has already approved a bill Corcoran supported to abolish Enterprise Florida. That's the public-private partnership that promotes economic development here. The House also approved a bill that would restructure Visit Florida, the state's tourism marketing agency. The chamber is expected to approve far less funding for the agency than the governor requested. In order for the cuts to happen, the Senate would have to pass similar proposals. And, of course, the legislation would then go to the governor himself. Governor Scott has been touring the state, calling out fellow Republicans in their districts if they side with Corcoran.
What happens when 44% of the homes are underwater their mortgage? That was the day I got elected in 2010. That's where we were. Why in God's green earth would anybody think we should go back to that?
Scott's a former healthcare executive, and from the beginning, he's been promoting tax incentives for businesses to bring in more jobs.
How can anybody say, oh, this investment where we get a significant return, we don't want to keep doing that? I mean, the only thing this could be would be politics. You would never think this way in business.
For Corcoran's part, his gripe with Scott is about policy. Last month, he told the Times-Herald Tallahassee Bureau he would not go along with Scott's plans for extra tax revenue from higher property values.
That's a hell no. We're not raising property taxes to fund government waste. We're not raising property taxes on property owners to give it to business owners. It's a non-starter. It's nonsensical.
So when Corcoran opened the legislative session this month, he said a robust civil debate is a sign that our democracy is working.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Debate can be intense, especially when you're dealing with people's lives. But we can be passionate about these issues and never, ever, ever get personal.
Corcoran reached out and stuck his finger into the most sensitive spot the governor has, which is economic incentives that allegedly create jobs.
Max Stepanovich is a longtime political consultant and Republican lobbyist in Tallahassee. He says this level of bickering among top leaders in Florida is unprecedented.
He couldn't have done anything else more provocative.
Stepanovich says this is what happens when one party controls the whole government. The big disagreements happen within the party instead of between the two parties. He says it's not that different from what's happening in Washington.
You have the Republicans in charge of both houses of Congress and a Republican in the White House. Yet they are straining to bring forward a repeal and replace on Obamacare.
Lawmakers will ultimately decide whether to give Scott any money for tax breaks to lure businesses. In turn, Scott can veto any bills lawmakers send him. He could even veto the whole budget if lawmakers don't give him the funding he wants. In Tallahassee circles, both men are said to have ambitions for higher office. Scott for U.S. Senate, Corcoran for governor. So the outcome of this fight could determine who stays in the public eye for years. I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.